sea turtles are among the most ancient creatures on Earth. Their origins predating the dinosaurs, but today their continued existence is in doubt. The six species found in U.S. waters are listed as either endangered or threatened under the Endangered Species Act. Each year, sea turtles die in fishing nets, crab traps, and in boating accidents. Now, the spreading oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico is contaminating the turtles' nesting and feeding grounds, posing a major threat to the species' survival. Barbara Schroeder coordinates the National Sea Turtle Program for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
We've recovered about 500 turtles, primarily dead, about 50 of them alive. These are turtles either washed ashore or in nearshore waters.
Schroeder says those numbers are much higher than the turtle death tolls in previous years.
We know that some of it is just an increased effort and awareness of the turtle situation, but that certainly doesn't explain it all.
Schroeder says all the 150 turtles captured so far in deeper Gulf waters were covered with oil. And it's in these deeper waters where turtles spend their lives. Only females return to beaches to lay their eggs. Wildlife biologist Debbie Krause is a leading turtle expert with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the agency charged with protecting the endangered species. She says the massive Gulf oil spill comes at a critical time in the turtle's life cycle.
Where we're at is that a number of nests have been laid. We're getting sort of towards the peak, and we're starting to see a few nests that are hatching. Hatchling turtles, they run down the beach into the water and head out to sea.
Where, Krause says, oil has reached beaches and seaweed feeding grounds. Weighing the risks, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, along with other government agencies and volunteers, are working together to mark, monitor, and just prior to hatching, hand excavate some 70,000 eggs from 800 nests buried in Gulf of Mexico beaches and move them to Florida's Atlantic coast.
Moving nests is the best of a suite of bad alternatives. We'd prefer not to move any if we could. We are moving those that we feel we absolutely have to, because we think that the mortality rate otherwise will be extremely high, if not absolute.
The turtle eggs, packed in styrofoam nest boxes, are being trucked some 800 kilometers to climate-controlled warehouses at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Krause says the turtles are genetically programmed to return to nest on the same beach where they were born.
And by moving them to the Atlantic, we do not know whether they will then start becoming Atlantic turtles or come back to the Gulf eventually or get lost and not know where to go. And so that's a big concern in making this move.
The turtle relocation program has generated extraordinary public and scientific interest, says Karen Kearney, managing director of the Audubon Aquarium of the Americas in New Orleans. Her organization has been designated by the federal government as a primary responder for the rescue, rehabilitation, and release of all marine mammals and sea turtles along the Louisiana coast.
What it will also do, hopefully in the future, is bring more observers to this process and engage the public in the plight of sea turtles and develop new partnerships for us as we work together to save these species.
Hatchlings from one nest were released mid-July. The rest are still incubating and will be released on Atlantic beaches as they hatch. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.